The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
And this is The Hard Shoulder. Owen Sheehan is with me from Off The Ball. Owen, who is Mark Goldbridge?
Oh my God, I cannot believe that you don't know who Mark Goldbridge is.
I have no idea, right? So I just saw this headline of Bundesliga rights sold to Mark Goldbridge. I didn't have a clue what was happening.
Well, Mark Goldbridge, or to use his real name, Brent De Cesare, is allegedly a Nottingham Forest fan by heart, but has made his name as an angry Manchester United fan. He is the lunatic who you'll see clips of online when Manchester United have lost their 1,000th game of the season or have conceded their billionth stupid goal of the season or whatever the case may be. He is the most famous angry man in internet football.
So this is one of these watch-along guys. So he's a YouTube channel that people watch him watching a match?
Correct.
And is the idea you do both at the same time?
That would be the idea to somebody like me. However, I wouldn't be surprised if people just watch Goldbridge solo.
So like a version of watching Soccer Saturday on Sky Sports.
Except it's just one guy, yeah.
Or is that what it's called? Whatever, anyway.
Yeah, Gillette Soccer Saturday, whatever it was called, yeah.
Like watching that, but it's just, instead of going to Matt Letizia and Paul Merson or whatever, it's just one guy going ape
getting
all the time.
Progressively angrier. And it's kind of like how Arsenal Fan TV thrived when Arsenal were really, really poor, and they have since, I guess, faded into the background, whereas Mark Goldbridge has managed to leap upon Manchester United's consistent awfulness over the last 10 years, and his star has grown to the point where he's got well over a million subscribers on YouTube on a channel called That's Football, which apparently involves all this non-Manchester United content. His main Manchester United channel, I suspect, has quite a few more than a million subscribers. So this is That's Football is going to be hosting Bundesliga games, the actual football match,
On YouTube. So you go on to his YouTube channel. What's it called? That's Football?
It's called That's Football. You can go on to it right now. And I can tell you there are 109 minutes until the match is live. There are currently 183 people in the waiting room for Mark Goldbridge's live coverage of Bayern Munich versus RB Leipzig to begin.
And what will you see when that game starts? What are you going to see?
That is the million-dollar question. That is the biggest question in showbiz this week, Kieran. Is it just going to be Goldbridge himself coming on and listing off the teams and then fading out as the game plays? Is Mark Goldbridge's head going to be present for the entire match?
It'll have to be, won't it?
Is it just going to be just like a global feed where Mark Goldbridge's face is not present whatsoever? Time will tell. The curious thing here is that the Overlap are also in on this. They've also been given rights. They're also broadcasting Bayern Munich versus RB Leipzig. They've only got 8 people in their waiting room right now, I can tell you, on YouTube. So I will be going between these tabs for the next 2 hours. I've got my evening
sorted. This is the Overlap. This is Keane and Neville and Carragher. Are going to be doing the same. So is this the future then of broadcasting rights for football?
Quite possibly, yes. I'm not sure if...
Is that a future we want to live in, Owen?
No, that's
not a world I want to live in.
But also, where does the Bundesliga sit other than that? Now, the BBC also have rights. I read on the UK Star earlier on that you need a licence fee to be able to watch Mark Goldbridge broadcast this. I don't know what sort of rules they come down to. You'd need your ordinary licence to watch it on the BBC iPlayer because they've also got rights. Bundesliga are just throwing rights at UK broadcasters, UK content creators. They just want people to see the Bundesliga. I don't think this is the future of Premier League rights whatsoever. I think they're far too expensive and far too important. Now, I don't think Neville and Co. are going to be appearing on their YouTube channel tonight. I think that'll just be a feed. But I suspect we'll see a bit of Goldbridge. And I suspect that's why he's got 10 times the amount of people waiting on his channel right now and chatting in the comments than the Overlap does.
It's like I say, it's a kind of dystopian, but it's fascinating. And it'll be interesting to see how it all pans out and whether this is, you know, I guess we've all been wondering, would there be a Spotification, the Spotify version of sporting rights, that, you know, we're kind of still in the old fashioned, you have to buy the big subscriptions for multiple channels to get them. Would there be a kind of an acknowledgement that the dodgy boxes were gobbling that up the way the kind of torrents were, and the way to actually deal with the dodgy boxes was to offer a much cheaper package and far more people would sign up to it?
Well, yeah.
You know, but we've been having that conversation for years and nothing really has happened. Maybe this is actually the future.
Well, Netflix has happened. Netflix bought NFL rights, showed the Christmas Day or Thanksgiving games last year. They've invested obviously in boxing. Katie Taylor's last couple of fights have been on Netflix. Obviously, that's a more private pricey version of Spotify to go down to the next rung on the financial ladder. It might well be a factor where maybe the Premier League in the next rights deal, say you can purchase match by match, for example, for the price of, I don't know, 5, 10, 15 euro. I don't know what the case may be. The rights are no longer inflating. That the last two rights packages with regards to the Premier League have been very similar. So in order to inflate that again, you'd imagine a new player is going to come into the market.
All right. Well, anyway, 106 minutes now because I'm on the YouTube channel as well.
Make sure you click subscribe.
Yeah, Clay, I'm in the waiting room. I've added to the numbers in the waiting room. So that is happening this evening. We'll keep a close eye on it. Right, very briefly, I'll tell you, the Women's Rugby World Cup, we spoke to Fiona Coughlin and Alison Miller and got the expert view on that. So it's England against USA tonight and from the Irish point of view at noon on Sunday against Japan. What is happening with the League of Ireland?
So we've got live coverage tonight of Bohemians versus Cork City kickoff at 7:45 from Daly Mount there. Last night, obviously, just a brilliant night for League of Ireland clubs. Probably the more stunning of the two results was Shamrock Rovers beating Santa Clara 2-1 in the Azores, and then Shelburne beating Linfield 3-1 in Talca Park. So next Thursday becomes one of the, it has the potential to become a historic night for Irish club football, where both of these clubs could qualify for European football proper. Shelburne have never done it. Shamrock Rovers have done it on a few occasions. We've never had two teams in European club football proper in the same season, but they're now both favourites, you'd have to say. Santa Clara finished fifth in the Portuguese league last season. So for Shamrock Rovers to go away to them last night and win 2-1 was a shock and a magnificent result.
What do we have Premier League-wise this weekend?
Well, we have a game tonight, 8 o'clock, West Ham versus Chelsea. Two standout fixtures, really, over the course of the rest few days. Manchester City host Tottenham tomorrow at 12:30. And then Monday night at St. James's, Newcastle versus Liverpool, the Alexander Isak derby. It's already been confirmed that he's not going to play in that game. He could well be lining out for Liverpool in the game after that. This has really gone out of control, and Newcastle and the player are really at loggerheads at this point.
I can't wait to hear what Mark Goldbridge has to say about it all. Owen Sheehan, I'm off the ball. Thank you very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.